435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Is it possible to get a tax credit for having to endure Nancy Pelosi this long? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is hope.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Favorite openings to the show. I have about 1,000 of these, and I love that one. I mean, The Simpsons. Well, The Simpsons get it right. How is that? How do they get so many things right? So this is going to be an interesting hour. I want to talk about a lot of different issues, and I also want to bring up CIA front companies because they're not talked about often enough. In fact, some of the companies that they list that that people have researched out might surprise you because it might be something that you don't think is as deep state-ish, let's say, as you think it is. Maybe it's more deep state than you think it is, I should say. It might cause some anger when you hear some of the companies on this list. They are in every facet of our lives, because when you form a group that's lawless, that doesn't answer to anybody, it's amazing what they can accomplish with dark money. So I'll be talking about that. Let's just hope that technically we don't go off the air. And hello, NSA. I'm glad you're listening always. Okay, so there's a couple of things. You heard the Pelosi liner coming in, right? Pelosi. And again, in the headlines, again, with her very raised eyebrows due to Botox, a little too much. And I don't know, she's always drunk. So I don't know if she was drunk in this one too, because she says the oddest things, but you know, drinking pretty heavily. So here's Pelosi, Speaker of the House. And I think, you know, when she comes out and she says Biden cannot debate, and here's another reason why, and it's because Trump isn't following the Constitution and he has henchmen and they're in danger, and we're in danger of losing our democracy. This is the Speaker of the House. Not, doesn't refer to us as a republic, has absolutely never read the Constitution, has never actually defended the Constitution in her whole life, in her whole little mafia life, as her family was mafia. There's a reason that she's never, ever had to campaign since 1987. But on the heels of that, she comes out with these ridiculous statements as to why Biden still cannot debate, right? We haven't even had a press conference with questions yet. Kind of ridiculous. Not that I care, because it's such a dog and pony show, and it's absolutely so ridiculous, the debates that we actually are privy to, because the public is told to monitor them for reasons of likability, what they're wearing, how they come across, the digs, never about substance. So put that aside for a second, and then ask yourself why the Speaker of the House feels that she needs to weigh in on the debate process for president of the United States. Why is she weighing in on this? I don't remember or recall a Speaker of the House being this, putting herself in the position of, I will let you know why the president can't debate or why the nominee can't debate. Very interesting, right? Why is she in the headlines for this? Of her, of all people, why? You could say, well, she's Speaker of the House. But just think about that for a moment. When was the last time you had a Speaker of the House come out to tell you why this person over here can't debate? It isn't her debate. Interesting. Anyway, I just thought I'd leave that with you. this is kind of on the side of ridiculous, but well, I don't know which one was more ridiculous. Number one, Ruth Bader Ginsburg trainer doing push-ups by her casket. Man, she had some loons around her. Or the social distancing, chucking candy at a kid's head. Oh, here's your candy, and throwing it off your doorstep as they walk around the street is a leftist progressive idea of social distancing. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one right there. What do you say to that? Sounds fun. So, here, little Johnny, walk along the sidewalk while people pelt you with candy. Well, that'll keep you safe, honey. Yep. You won't get that COVID. You won't get the sniffles. Give me a break. These people are lunatics. They're lunatics out there. And if you believe in this nonsense, you're a lunatic too. Also, the cops arresting this guy, I think he was in Idaho, for singing in the parking lot, but not social distancing, not being 6 feet apart. They arrested the guy that orchestrated this group of singing, people singing in praise to God. And these cops come along to arrest him. Now, I just have to say something because I think I'm actually pretty fair on the whole cop thing. Okay. When cops do bad things, then they should be held responsible for that. When cops do their job, we should be able to talk about that. You shouldn't be anti-cop, and I don't think you should be pro-cop. I think you should be take it a case at a time and say, okay, who's doing this and how many are doing this and what needs to change, but then what doesn't need to change? So I think, to be fair, I think that's the only way to ever talk about it or go about it. But what I find interesting is when you're going to go arrest somebody for singing in a parking lot, singing praise hymns in a parking lot, there needs to be a question that goes through the brain that says to you, that says, self, who am I serving here? What am I doing here? Why am I arresting this person? Because I'm very, very certain that they did not need to make an arrest. I'm very certain that that would be a judgment call for a particular officer to say that I wouldn't do this to another citizen because it's stupid and unnecessary and ridiculous and over the top and unconstitutional. So are we going to have cops that demonstrate that kind of common sense? And when they don't, what do we do about it? Because to me, if you could do that, if you could be the cop in that scenario, and you could march somebody to the back of a cop car in handcuffs as you're clearly demonstrating or messaging that this person is a danger because they're singing hymns to God in a parking lot, then you have a particular set of problems that I think I don't want to know. I don't want to know you. And maybe you ought to rethink being an American. Maybe you ought to rethink why you're in the job. Because I'm pretty certain you don't have to go do that. You know, there have been a few times in my life I've been pulled over and the cop could use pretty good judgment on whether or not I deserved a ticket, right? Whether or not he needed to cite me. And we could have a whole nother conversation on that alone, on ticketing. But let's just put it out there that you can use your common sense. And that you can say to yourself, this arrest would be egregious. And honestly, I don't need to do it. And I tend to think that as an American, I tend to count on my fellow Americans for understanding what it means to be an American and to protect that. So when I see cops doing that, I think that's very bad behavior. But then I can point to a lot of cops that are very, very good. And I don't want to lose those cops because we have a couple that haven't pulled their heads out of their rear ends and can honestly assess a situation for what's really going on there. There have been times where I have been pulled over and I have said, well, what harm did I do? Where's the harm? Was this actually harmful to somebody? Or was this not? Are you just penalizing me because you can? And I think we have a real problem with penalizing because they can.
not because it's the right thing to do or they're doing something that serves the community. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi.
You did mention where the focus needs to be entirely on. That is the Constitution.
Yep.
That is also statute law.
Mm-hmm.
This is our response, is please cite the law for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the police department that the policies come down from, and then it comes in a free society, the society we're supposed to have, it comes down from the legislature.
Right.
And then the legislature's laws have to be, the statute laws have to be compatible with the Constitution, whether it's a state or both the state and the federal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we need to be asking. Please cite the law. And then once you cite the law, if you know it's the Constitution, the state and the federal, you say to them, well, no, that's not the law. It's not consistent and compatible with the Constitution, so that's null and void. This is what all of us need to be saying.
Right.
And then we act as though that there is not a law. This is what Jefferson and Madison told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what null and void means. You respond to it as there is no such law.
Right.
So the focus should be entirely on the law.
Oh, 100%,
yeah.
Mark. I really agree.
One last
with
point
that.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to, this is history. There's two types of governments throughout history. One government that is run by law, and the other one run by people.
Right.
By people means the whim of the dictator, the whim of the oligarchy. And we have to have the law. Now, whether it's unconstitutional or not, at least,
mm-hmm.
we have to have law and then make it constitutional. So we have to be a nation of law. We have no chance.
Amen. Thank you so much on
Thank
that.
You.
I really appreciate
sure.
that. Yes, I completely agree with that. And if you are an officer, who are you serving? Who are you serving? Why are you doing what you're doing? If you're doing it for the right reasons and you have a good understanding of the Constitution and you're there to defend that and you're there to arrest those that could do harm to somebody else and have demonstrated that, I understand that. But when you go into penalizing mode because you can, there's something very wrong. Maybe that's not the profession for you. Maybe you should not be in that profession. If it's all about just demonstrating your, what you think your authority is, that is not why you should be in that job. And when cops act like that, this is when people need to call them out and say, this is not okay. You cannot do this. You're in the wrong profession. I can't imagine somebody singing to God and somebody actually putting handcuffs on them and marching them into the back of a police car. Have they lost their minds? Who are these people? Who are they? Why would you do such a thing to a fellow American? Because you think you can get away with it. Well, guess what, folks? These mandates by these governors that filtrate down to these police chiefs are not laws. They are not laws. Quit following them like they're laws. They're not. It's a trick. It's a way around a law. And the officers need to call that out. I count on them to call it out. Be right back.
Balance of Nature is...
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't.
Talking about cops and cops that would actually arrest another citizen for something as stupid as standing in a parking lot not 6 feet apart from each other with this whole nightmare of COVID fakery we've got going on. I have to actually ask, if you're a cop and you're willing to do that, please leave the career. Please. We count on you to use common sense and to not penalize because you think you can, or we expect you to respect your fellow citizens enough that you wouldn't do that. So if that's the case, please get out of the profession. You shouldn't be there. We just have we have some badge heavies, and then we have some people that are really good. That need to stay, and I want them to stay. And so on that same vein, talking about cops. The CIA is a pretty horrific organization, and until you finally realize, you know, as you go into the deep dive to figure this out, it's pretty horrific. I don't know that they've actually done anything really good. And that's really hard to say, but it's the truth. Since the late 40s, I'm not quite sure. And before that, they were OSS. But before they became the CIA, I'm not quite sure they actually have ever been installed to do anything good for this country, ever. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I applied for the CIA.
Yeah?
And when I was being interviewed, they found out I was a Christian.
Uh-huh.
Dropped me like a hot rock.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. And I love you and the whole crew. I even missed pulling Dallas's beard. Have fun next week.
Thanks. I love it. Okay, I'll take another call, and then I want to get onto this. Hi, caller. I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get there. Listen, when you start to dive pretty deep into the CIA, Ben, it's pretty criminal, all the things that they've been allowed to get away with, the things that they've been allowed to do. And it's pretty disgusting, actually. They have actually used a lot of our taxpayer dollars and dark money to form a lot of front companies, which affect our lives right now. All right, I'll take one more call, and then I got to get on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
God bless you, Kate, darling.
Hey, go right ahead.
No, I really want to thank you for what you do.
Thanks.
There's got to be some out there, you know, screaming to the rafters, and thank the Lord that you're doing it.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that.
The thing I wanted to make is I went to school with a guy who who I ended up seeing him one late night when I was doing something wrong, and he was a sergeant with the Salt Lake Police Force, and I said, why in the world did you become a cop? He said, well, it allowed me to drive fast.
To what?
To fight.
Wait,
and to do whatever I wanted to do.
Ooh, ouch.
And I thought, that is so misguided. I mean, to me, the police are there to serve and protect.
Yep.
And if you can't do those two things, get the hell out.
Yes, amen. Amen. And who are they serving and who are they protecting when they arrest somebody for not wearing a mask or somebody for not social distancing?
They're certainly not serving the people.
No. And if they don't have brains enough to figure that one out, then they are in the wrong profession, because they can do things against another citizen, and they better be really careful about that and what they're allowing themselves to do and why.
Who not only serving? That, but it goes deeper.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've lost their humanity.
Yep.
And if you've lost your humanity to where you're doing inhumane things to people simply because they're weaker,
right,
then you've really missed the boat.
That is the truth. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that.
Yes.
See, even, you know, and I know this show's kind of everywhere right now, but even in my local community, we have a complete bozo liberal as a chief, and he was hired by the other liberals in my town, and they got rid of the guy that probably would have not marched with Black Lives Matter for the guy that would. And he's such a disgrace, this new chief, that it's almost just hard for me to fathom that we actually got this guy in. And so you have to realize that how many are like this in my community, my conservative community, don't realize how many like this are being the better ones are being ousted for this bozo, you know, this liberal bozo that kneels for Black Lives Matters. It's so embarrassing. And he's such a joke that I have such a hard time even talking about him, because he's that big of a joke, our chief of police here. So ask yourself in your own community how many jokes they've hired in as far as leading out their police department, because this guy is a moron, and he'll pony up any liberal stance. We have a lot of that going on. We also have a lot of CIA members that I think back in the day when you used to think of, because I knew a CIA member back in the day, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, that went in for some reason, good reasons, I think. And he was abroad, and he served that capacity as best he could. And you're always going to have some white hats. But the CIA nowadays, I'm going to say this. I would have to strive to find a white hat in the CIA. You know, I did a video that talked about 9/11 and how orchestrated that was. And the CIA had to have helped in that situation with 9/11 in order for all of that to work out the way it did, for the narrative to be told. And I did make the announcement on video that that after talking to Rebecca Roth off the air, you know, one of the pilots has been spotted. The one of the pilots on the planes that they said went down, went through the towers, has been spotted living under a different name. And this is pretty concrete, good, very good sourced information. And all eight pilots were changed out at the last moment. All eight of them. That never happens. It's trillion to one that that would ever happen. And all eight pilots were all they were former military, and they were all put in and changed out the night before. And I think there might have been one the morning of, but they were all changed out. And the original pilots scheduled for those flights were told not to come as these other pilots were put in. And are there more living under a different identity that are actually alive? And wow, what would that say? So in Rebecca Roth's fourth book, which is called Methodical Exposure, there are many clues to the identity of this particular pilot. Living in northern the state of Washington. And so when I think about all of the things that, that the CIA, so get the book, by the way, the fourth book, because it will lead you to understand who that is. She has to write in fiction in order to not have the liability. But I'm just telling you that this person's been identified, and very clearly, and he knows he's been identified. And the clues to that are in the fourth book. Rebecca Roth's fourth book. Okay. So because of the things that, that go down and the involvement of the CIA, because I do think that the CIA and the Mossad had a lot to do with 9/11 as well. And you guys know that, as we've pointed to some evidence of that, especially on the roster of people on the plane that were Mossad on the plane too. One of the planes that they said went down. When I look at the CIA, I'm very aware of all of the diabolical things that they have done through the years. And I think you guys should be, too. There's a list. There are several lists of different deep state covers. I've talked a lot about the funding of Facebook, eBay, PayPal. All these organizations come from monies with front companies like InQtel. InQtel is a front company. It's a CIA company that, that delivers funds, and they invest in all these companies. And as the investor, of course, they're the controller of the company. So the CIA had a project. What was it called? LifeLog. LifeLog ended, and geez, what cropped up, you know, weeks later? Facebook, because they couldn't sell LifeLog. You can't sell a program done by the CIA that wants to get information from you and your life and do it voluntarily. So they had to create a Mark Zuckerberg, which, okay, so there's Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, when I talk about his name, it's like, does he have another name? Okay, anyway. So you have Mark Zuckerberg propped up as the face of Facebook to sell it as a college student invented this, and here you go. But it was completely backed by CIA. The project had already been done by CIA. It was just given a new facelift, if you will, pun, and a new name. And that project ended and Facebook began, all within the same couple of months. And so, of course, there's lots of these. But let me go through some of the CIA proprietary organizations, because there are so many of these. You have all kinds. So let me go through this with you for just a moment. It's crazy how much is on this list. I won't be able to get through it because there's so many. Now, what does that tell you? Air Asia, Air America, Al Qaeda. That's a CIA development. Osama bin Laden is CIA. He was a CIA asset, actually, worked closely with the Bushes. The American Committee for a United Europe, American Council of Churches, Anderson Security Services, Michael Aquino, the Church of Satan. You've got the Asia Foundation. You've got... man, the list is so long. I'm trying to kind of hit on some of the ones that you might, Bechtel, secret, Bechtel, B-E-C-H-T-E-L, Bill Clinton, let's see, Blackwater. Of course, you probably knew that, didn't you? The British Council, MI6, used as used by the CIA worldwide. You've got Cambridge Analytica, Carnegie Moscow Center, CBS. Yeah, you remember when CBS was involved in all the Senate hearings for all their involvement with the CIA and how the CIA put in all of their hierarchy at CBS? They were also CIA agents. And so that all came out in Senate hearings. So there's no conspiracy to this kind of stuff anymore. Stuff's very, very out there now. Let's see. What else? You've got CNN. This was clearly set up as a front of journalism, but you also have the infiltration of Fox News as well. So don't think that Fox News is any good alternative either. They're there to give you some of the information. DARPA, some of the good information, but mixed with a lot of misinformation, too. Defense Services, you have, let's see, they list Edward Snowden as a CIA front. You know, I used to wonder, you know, I used to ask this question, you know, why isn't he dead? Usually people disappear, like your William Coopers and these people are suddenly gone. So it's kind of amazing that he's not dead. So you should ask yourself that question if that's true, right? It might not be. But this is the assertion. Energy Services, Evergreen International Air. Let's see, Far West LLC, that is Cheney and Halliburton. You have Foreign Broadcast Information Service, the Fiduciary Trust Company. Fox News is listed. And, of course, the Bush, Herbert Walker Bush Sr. Geico. Interesting, right? Geico. Yeah, I'm going to come back. I'll list some more for you. I think you're going to be a little surprised. Just a little bit at some of these. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. These are all CIA front companies. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man.
For the longest time, I thought it was Secret Asian man. Oh, yeah. By the way, North Korea, he's alive. Anyway, everyone thought he was dead. He's alive. Secret Asian man. Secret Agent man. Yes, I know. Lyrics, what can we say, right? Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. They really are more than just a supplement company. They're a health company, and they're very, very good at what they do. And the employees swear by it. Everyone that takes it swears by it. I do, too. It really is that good. I wouldn't tell you about it on my show if I didn't think so. Go to balanceofnature.com and also put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Do it. What are you waiting for? My gosh, it's the only thing you have control over is your health. Might as well make that a really positive event in your life. Okay, so Amy Coney Barrett, looks like that will be the, sources are now saying, you know, hey, this is going to be the pick. And her decision in the lockdown for Governor Pritzker in Illinois was horrific. Everything else is pretty decent on her. But that's going to be a problem. She's okay with lockdowns, and she hid behind Jacobson in Massachusetts for the wrong reasons, for forced vaccination, which it wasn't a case about forced vaccination. It was a case about the fine. And so I worry about that. That's a huge worry. So I guess what you could probably look for next is, because one of the CIA fronts has been the Washington Post since the 1950s, you may want to look at the piece they do about her. Because if it's pretty positive, that should tell you volumes. The CIA has many, many fronts, and the CIA is a pretty diabolical force, and they are lawless, and they don't account to anybody. They work internationally with everybody else's little CIA groups, like the Mossad and like all these different groups, and it's pretty despicable what they can do. They tried to do a coup on our president, and so far, none of them are having to suffer for that. And so they kind of get away with whatever they want to do. So you should probably know that there are hundreds and hundreds of entities in which they control. And, you know, they list actually Alex Jones as one of the entities with Millie Weaver. That's interesting, isn't it? That they're on the list. Jones and Company. Yeah, I know. Strange, right? If you like Alex Jones, that's a strange one. Mind control operations at Stanford Research Institute. By the way, Johns Hopkins is on the list, of course, because Johns Hopkins was pretty much an invention for the deep state. And the CIA is the entity that gets things done for the deep state. So there you go. So also Financial General Bank Shares, Field Foundation, Fiduciary Trust Company, Memory Syndrome Foundation, all CIA front companies, Energy Resources. That includes Oliver North, Iran-Contra situation that was involved in that. The Ford Foundation, the Foreign Broadcast Information System, Geico. I mentioned Geico. Strange, right? Yeah, as a CIA front company, Gibraltar Steamship Corporation, Glendale, California schools, any high school program, counseling program uses CAN, C-A-N, and FMSF. That's interesting, huh, with those ties. Global Financial, Golden West Airlines. Let's see here, just kind of going through the list. Grand Bahama Development Company, Avesco Operation. You have, Great American Banks for drug money laundering. You've got Gulfstream, Halliburton, Harper and Row. There's a lot of publishers that they publish books that are, let's just put it this way, they allow themselves to be censored. They allow themselves to be censored, okay? By the CIA. So just so you guys know, that Harper and Row, there's several different entities, Knowles, there's several different publishers like that are on this list. Harvard University Center for International Affairs, Hercules Research Corporation, Hill and Knowlton was the other public relations firm. They book guests, yep, and not on my show, but other shows. Honeywell, Howard Hughes Medical Institute includes, for a host of reasons, would be that entity, Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes Corporation, IBM, Human Ecology Fund, IBM, Intel Contractor, ICC International Core, Control Corps, Indiana University, Linguistics. I sound like I'm having linguine. Informational Council on the Americas, Institute for Social Research, University of Michigan, that helps with PSYOPs, Intel Research. International Bank Corps, International Credit Bank of Switzerland, International Committee of Red Cross, International Campaign for Tibet, international medical centers. You have, just going down the list, IOS, Investors Overseas Services, ITT, Jamestown Community College, the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York, Johns Hopkins, of course, Memorial Center. Jonestown, was that a CIA op? In many, many ways, yes, I feel that it was, after a lot of research into that. Was that an op? Yeah. Yeah, I do think so. back on this list, let's see. I'm just trying to go through this with you. Oh, MIT, of course. They put out a lot of information on where we're going because they really want to, have people go there, as far as where they want to lead us, into thinking. This is why so many articles on two years of lockdowns are coming out. A lot of that comes out of MIT too. Miami Daily News, Mercantile, Michigan State University, MITRE Corporation, Moscow Times, National Endowment for Democracy. I can't talk anymore. Newsweek. Of course, we knew that. New York Times. National Student Association. Oliver Stone. Let's see. Overseas Southwest Asia Supply Company. Page Six, if you like to get your news from Hollywood. Evergreen Aviation. Yeah, that's one we have absolutely new. Palantir, Peter Thiel. Phoenix Financial. Premier Executives, Podesta Group. Price Waterhouse. Project Democracy. Quantum Corporation. Radio America. Radio Free Europe. Radio Liberty. RAND Corporation. These are all CIA fronts. Resorts International. I talked about that the other day. I even talked about that on a video. Resorts International. Robert R. Mullen Company. Let's see. Silkway Airlines. Silkway Airlines. Yeah. Silver Corp. Black Operations Command. Of course, Blackwater, too. Southern Air Transport. George Soros. St. Lucia Airlines. Stanford Technology. Stanford University. Stratfor. It's a disinformation operation. Streamlight. Sullivan and Cromwell. Broyhill Building, this is an interesting one too. The Bourbon and Beefsteak Bar and Restaurant, The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald, CIA front, the Clinton Foundation, National Endowment for Democracy, right? The New York Post and the New York Times, but the New York Post, the Texas Tavern, the National Second Bank of Homestead, Florida, drug money laundering, the Washington Monthly, The Washington Post, the World Finance Corporation, Time Magazine. That has been from the very, very, very beginning. Tom Braden, syndicated columnist. Let's see, Tradewinds Motel, Tradewinds, Trident Bank, Udall Corporation, United Fruit Company, the whole reason for the war in Guatemala, Vanguard Service, some Exxon subsidiaries. Venture Funds, VistaJet, Voice of America, Radio Liberty, Wackenhut, Western International, Ground Maintenance Organization, WikiLeaks. Interesting. WikiLeaks. Was taken over, they say, by the CIA. Didn't start out that way. William F. Buckley, Wonderwall, World Marine, and of course, Zapato. Zapato was the George Front... that was the George Bush front during the 1963 assassination of Kennedy. And before that, Bay of Pigs, Zapato Petroleum Corporation, Zenith Technical Enterprises. See how many there are? It's just endless. It's endless. Greystone Limited. Geneva's Exchange and Investment Bank. Let's put it this way. If these are all CIA front companies to which they've been named on several different lists, so these are some of the common denominator names, okay? Computerized Thermal Imaging, Inc., Corporate Air Services, Coscoin, Council on Foreign Relations, you name it, the members of the media, of course, all kinds of different people, right? So if this is true, can you even imagine the ones we don't know? Amazon is on this list. Air Asia is on this list. Alpha Bank, Russian Federation, is on this list. Atlas Air and Arms, Audio Intelligence Devices, all kinds of different kinds of companies. So if this is true, then we're in so much more trouble than we think we are, because we don't realize how much has been infiltrated by this lawless group. Even when they named... Whitney Webb was named on this. And that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because there's a lot of articles there. Now, it means that it can be a CIA front. It means they can be manipulated by the CIA for messaging, but it doesn't necessarily mean 24/7. that they're all working for the CIA, or they are the CIA, but they use them as front companies. So to the degree, is which I'm saying, is are they involved, you know, but all of these are listed. All of these are listed. And I think that's really important to know, because when you start to realize that these people have infiltrated just about everything, I don't think there's anything they haven't touched. Iowa State Hospital, that was one of them. Then you realize how many people have to be in on things to accomplish big, huge things. But at the same time, as everything is kind of dispersed into their section of it, see what I'm saying? Like, they might be a piece of it, or they might be somebody that, like the International Credit Bank of Switzerland, a lot of different ties to a lot of different groups and intelligence groups other than ours. And so there are a lot of people involved in these things. How do you carry out some of the stuff that happens? Well, you got a lot of people out there as a cog in the wheel to make something happen. It doesn't mean that they know all the parts, I guess is what I was trying to say. A lot of different psychological, if you've noticed, medical the infiltration of the PSYOP, of the training of psychological things and people. That's very, very interesting on a lot of fronts, because they were mentioning a lot of universities, plus a lot of even all the way up through high school, you know, just the way that they are training and doing things psychologically that they can be involved in. So that's kind of interesting. It never ceases to amaze me, as I have gone down so many rabbit holes in the last 9 years, that this is the case. This is probably the ball of yarn that's the longest and the biggest and the most diabolical in our country, and that has brought us nothing. And when they say world peace, it's a joke, because the CIA is running around doing everything but that. So we have a problem. When we realize the extent of what's going on here. I do want to wish happy birthday to my father, 86 today. And if he happens to be listening, happy birthday to you. Also, I'll be out next week. And so I'm playing a lot of really wonderful reruns. I really do hope you listen to those, because there's so much great information in those reruns. Two people indicted, or several indicted, on the nursing home scandal, nursing home deaths. Oh my gosh, I know we'll have so much to talk about when I get back, but I didn't want to be able to take a break closer to the election. So this was about the only time I could do that. And, oh man, just so much going on today that we didn't get to, but that's okay. When I come back, I have so many guests coming back to the show the week after next. So many guests lined up. So it's going to be really, really interesting week that week. All right, you guys, take your vitamins. We're going to need it. And hope you enjoyed these couple of segments on CIA friends, just to kind of know who they're naming is kind of interesting, too. Makes you want to do some more research, doesn't it? Everybody be faithful, be fearless. Thanks for listening in.